You're listening to New Soundwave with your hosts, J.D. Church, Ender, John DeLuna, Rob Springer, Chris Triplett, and Brian Kilby.
You are listening to New Soundwave. Today is June the 9th, 2010. Welcome. I'm your host, J.D. With me, I have our whole cast of rogues here. We got Chris Triplett. We've got Brian Kilby. We've got John. We've got Rob. And special guest, we've got Melissa. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the family. Yeah.
Definitely.
We're trying to broaden ourselves here, particularly by adding a gender other than our own. So
Amanda's not been on recently.
This is true. She's been doing other stuff. So, yeah, so we haven't had Amanda on recently because mainly while Amanda is geekish, she's not a total geek, unlike Melissa, who is. So,
oh, thank you.
And that's a compliment.
Yes, and we mean that in the best way possible. She even has like a geeky job right now, working at Books A Million, right?
Yes.
I love
Books
A Million. That's my favorite book. So.
Really? I don't know. It's grown on me, I guess.
So
I get all my books from Walmart.
Yeah, now that they pay you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've got a semi-jam-packed show here, so we'll get rocking and rolling here. So first up, I'll start off with a bit of news out of the Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. They have announced the third dimension is none other than Spider-Man 2099.
Hell yes.
So question, do you play as Miguel O'Hara or are you Peter Parker running around?
No, it's Miguel. I mean, it's about different dimensions.
That's
because,
awesome.
Because the first two was like Peter Parker, you know, regular Spider-Man. Then the second one was that Noir Spider-Man comic where it's kind of like the 30s type Spider-Man something.
The leather.
Yeah, it looks like the Arkham Asylum game. I mean, it looks like they've copied and pasted Arkham Asylum and made him Spider-Man. And now you're getting the 2099 world in Spidey in this freaky looking suit. It looks cool. I can't wait.
I love
if they announce the fourth dimension is Spider-Girl and she's just having like boyfriend problems, I will be like happy. You know?
Boyfriend problems all the time. So that's awesome.
We're getting a lot of pre E3 announcement stuff out right now. So I think this is sort of in the first leg of that. I don't know. Do you know when they're going to announce the fourth dimension?
They might at E3. I mean, because I was thinking the third dimension was going to be announced at E3, and then just like, you know, the week, you know, a couple of days before it, boom, there's a trailer that pops up, and everybody was expecting 2099. I mean, that's kind of like not a shock. Everybody was thinking 2099 would be the next.
It's the one you really want, though.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to get something radically different, you're going to want 2099, and I'm kind of afraid that maybe the last dimension
Ultimate Spider-Man
will be Ultimate Spider-Man, and I think that'll be a cop-out
That would be a real big cop-out, hopefully.
And I'd rather get something totally different. Like, I would rather take Spider-Ham than Ultimate Spidey.
Now, this is just me being a pathetic nerd, but wouldn't it be awesome if somehow they managed to make Arkham Asylum 2 sort of this split story where you have Bruce Wayne trying to solve a crime while, you know, 40 years in the future, you have Batman Beyond trying to solve the same crime, and it's sort of a, you know, Batman Beyond sort of game.
That would be awesome.
Freaky, yeah.
But I don't expect them to do that.
No, me neither. I just have that.
That's too cool. They would never do
that. Too awesome.
I would just love a Batman Beyond anything at this point.
We got one for the N64, didn't we?
It was a terrible game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about something new. Like, bring it back a little bit.
Chris and I both got a new Batman Beyond figure this weekend, new to us.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
DC Universe 3, JLU 3.
But that wasn't the reason we got it. We got it because we got the only copy of old Bruce Wayne that I can think of that's ever been made.
Wow.
Yeah, it comes with Bruce Wayne, Batman Beyond, and Warhawk.
Badass.
Yeah, it's pretty
nice.
He needs the cane accessory, though. He doesn't have a cane.
And a dog.
Yeah, oh, he needs a dog. He must have a dog. Yes. Excellent. Okay, so here it is. The interwebs exploded yesterday with this news. John, what's up with Mortal Kombat?
What is up is it's back, sort of, kind of. So, as you said, I guess in the last few days, this started like this little movie trailer. It felt like a short film / movie trailer for a gritty, realistic reimagination of Mortal Kombat kind of hit the internet. And I'm sure millions of people have already watched it. And nobody knew exactly what to make of it because it cast many of the Mortal Kombat characters, like I said, in a very realistic way. So you had like Reptile had a skin condition, like he was a serial killer with a skin condition, and Baraka was a crazed plastic surgeon who turned the knife on himself, and Jax and Sonya were cops, detectives.
Jerry Ryan and Sonya, that was interesting.
Yeah, and Jerry Ryan.
Yeah. So Michael Jai White is Jax. Yeah,
that's Michael Jai White. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's Spawn himself.
Black Dynamite.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's
so. We finally figured out what it was, and basically, what it is it's a pitch. And Robert Rodriguez did the same thing for Sin City, that he put together a short film and pitched the idea to the studios. And actually, the first few minutes of Sin City is that short film.
It's the pitch. Now, is this a Robert Rodriguez pitch?
No. This is a Kevin
Sorbo pitch.
Kevin, no. I can't pronounce your last name. Tancharone, something like that. Anyway, it's pretty clear what it is. And hopefully because the internet loves this thing, we'll end up with a Mortal Kombat movie that's kind of like this.
I thought it was a trailer for a game.
I thought it, because it was right before E3, that this was like, you know, WB's way of saying, hey, we've got the license to Mortal Kombat and we're making something radically different.
That
to kind of
awesome.
Back.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care about a new movie. I really don't.
Yeah, I really would like to see something really crazy as a video game. As for a movie, I'm pretty much done with Mortal Kombat in that way.
Or less.
Go ahead.
I was kind of stoked to see Scorpion being the good guy, or at least the setup good guy in this thing.
Yeah, are there really any good guys in these movies?
Yeah, it almost had that anti-hero feel to it. I mean, really. And
I guess you're a protagonist.
He's the POV character. It's like he's the POV of the game.
Yes.
Still a bad guy, but, you know, you're following him.
Yeah, it's his story.
Yeah, and Sub-Zero's probably a meth head, and he's got to go get him. Get over here! And some bum's going to pop up in a corner. Toasty.
You know, Rob and I were talking earlier, and Mortal Kombat is a game that's been in a rut for years, and so something like this was actually nice to see them kind of blow it up, because it hasn't gone anywhere for several games and for quite a few years.
Yeah, I think it suffered from getting away from what made it kind of cool originally, which was the motion capture. Or the live action, not motion, but the live action.
It's photography.
And when
it made a rough transition to 3D.
Yeah, when it moved into 3D, it sort of lost the thing that made it cool.
You know, it was such a rough transition. They actually made another game between like Mortal Kombat 3 and Mortal Kombat 4 just to test the waters. It was War Gods, and they couldn't even like commit to Mortal Kombat 3D. They had it never really felt right in 3D, no matter what Triplett says.
I really liked Deception. I think Deception was
great. Deception was good. Well,
they did a great job with that.
That's one of those games, though, where the story was so amazing it overshadowed anything else about the game. It was a well constructed game, though. It had a great story.
It's no Soul Calibur. It's no Street Fighter or whatnot, and it's not supposed to be. I mean, it's Mortal Kombat's pretty much, you know, run out of gas, but it's a fun diversion, and I have no problem with that. And even going as far as the DC Universe versus Mortal Kombat, again, can't stand up to something like a Soul Calibur 4, but it was really fun to play.
I hate to say it, but my time is so limited that I don't even play the AAA titles like, you know, Soul Calibur 4 and games like that, Super Street Fighter 4. If I would never, ever get to a Mortal Kombat game if it wasn't like on par with Soul Calibur or Street Fighter, and sadly they never will be because they never have been.
Well, yeah, and my hope with this is that, I mean, either way, if they're gonna do a movie, great. The way to do it is going to be to reboot it. If they're going to do a game, I think it's the same thing. They really need to kind of scrap everything and start over and kind of start fresh. And it's been long enough, I'd say. I mean, not, you know, Mortal Kombat versus DC aside, I think it's been long enough that they may be able to do that. But, I mean, obviously there's interest, intrigue, and popularity out there based on the response to this video. So we shall see. Brian.
Oh, yeah. So Ninja Turtles Forever, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Forever, is the greatest movie of our generation. And it was a made-for-TV movie. It was, I don't know, an anthology of, or a whatever, compendium of Ninja Turtles lore all thrown into one movie. It was excellent, thoroughly enjoyable. It hit all the marks. And it aired, what, one time?
No, they broke it up into parts. I think they aired. Now. Yeah, they aired it a couple of times in parts.
Then there's a web version that had a few extra minutes of footage. Nothing major. Nothing major was cut. But it's finally being released to DVD.
Yes.
It's ish. Being cut. 8 minutes of the movie is being cut out. It's only being released in full screen. But I don't.
What?
Yeah, so it's basically going to be like one of those FHE videotapes from the 80s, except packed onto a DVD. So
I'm just going to turn my mic off. I'm sorry. I got to cry for a minute.
So basically the makers are saying, please steal this film rather than actually buy it on DVD.
I don't think the people who produce the movie, the people who actually have the love in their hearts for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because the people who made the movie obviously do.
Yes,
right.
It's the people at the studio or the people at the distributor have no vision for this. They're expecting it to sell only to kids, when really the real mass appeal of this is to the millennials, the people who grew up with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I really don't think that it's going to sell to those people. I mean, well,
so there's no chance we could maybe get like a better version down the road. This is the only version. This is it.
This is the only DVD release of the movie planned.
Yeah, that's so depressing.
I don't understand either of these things. One, I don't understand why you would put a DVD out in full screen anymore.
I don't know for a fact. Yeah, it is odd. But you know, Transformers the movie, the original 1986 movie, was cropped at the top and the bottom to make it widescreen. It's possible, although not likely, in 2009, 2010, for Ninja Turtles Forever to be produced that way. I really doubt it, but it's possible.
But why would you cut 8 minutes off of a DVD release?
Well, maybe someone, they're cutting it down to 70 minutes. Maybe some engineer thought that you know, a DVD can only have 70 minutes of video, like a CD can only have 70 minutes of audio.
Wow.
Okay.
Possibly.
Right.
Maybe they bought a bunch of cheap DVDs that are single layer and they can only produce them on a single layer disc.
A single layer DVD.
Wow. Yikes. You know, my only criticism of that movie is they did kind of make the original Turtles a little too goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went a little overboard.
Yeah.
Just.
Although I did like the part where they're in a thing and the crooks kidnap April and the guy, they're like, guys, aren't you going to go chase them? Dude, that happens like every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awful. Yeah, it definitely, the new Turtles, the Turtles, the protagonists of the current series, or as of then, current series, are definitely the heroes of the movie. But,
well, it's their show. I mean, it was basically an episode of their show.
And my interest, yeah. I've watched maybe 5 or 6 episodes of that series, so I really, my interest is not with them. But I really cannot complain with the way that they handled the Mirage Turtles. It's pulled.
Oh my God! Yeah, that was the thing that did it for me.
Right out of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number one.
Shredder, show yourself.
That
was so much.
Like, why does it keep monologuing? I'm running over. Ralph's to my side. And then it's like colored bandanas. You guys are sellouts.
Yeah.
Nice. It was good. If you have not seen it, you definitely should. But maybe we'll see how the DVD goes.
Pizza.
God. This one goes pizza. That actually sounds good.
Sorry. So it's Melissa's first show, so we're having her jump in right on the deep end. Tell us about Torchwood.
Well, BBC is releasing they're doing a new series of Torchwood. You know, a few years ago they did Torchwood Children of Earth, which I never actually saw any. You know, it was one of those where it was like, oh, that looks interesting, but I think at the time I didn't have cable. They're actually sort of, it looks like they're developing a new series, and the creator, Russell T. Davies, who also isn't he the one that's doing the new Doctor Who, JD?
Doctor Who. So he just finished it.
Russell T. Davies, he just finished Doctor Who, and so he's kind of leading the production. And John Barrowman and Eve Miles are going to return as their roles, you know. So Captain Jack, John Barrowman, and he won't be on Desperate Housewives anymore, hopefully, because that's just sad. made me very sad when I saw that. Not watching it, just happened to be on in the background, you know. But I'm hoping that I think it'll be pretty good. And I really like John Barrowman. I think he's a pretty good actor, so.
He's right. Well, and it looks like it's partly through Stars, so
yeah.
So we'll get some of this obviously over here. I think they're talking Canada as well. So they're looking, and a story wise, they're talking more. It looks like international. So.
Yeah, it's a little bit more international. It's not just stuck in Cardiff anymore, which is good for them.
It'll be good for the story. So yeah, and hopefully,
definitely
check that out. Yeah, if you've not watch Torchwood, it's decent, it's good stuff, especially not Children of Men. You have to see Children of Men.
I think it's all on Netflix now, isn't it?
I believe so.
The children, the last one, it definitely is, because I saw it on Netflix, but I'm not sure if the other seasons are.
Yeah, Children of Men was really good, so definitely check that out. So on to new stuff. Rob.
Well, guys, I know this is kind of odd, but I've got a big surprise that none of you saw coming. Sega has another Sonic game coming out.
What?
I know, it's like been forever.
Like Sonic 4?
It's been
Sonic 4?
That is coming
last
out.
Week.
Sonic 4?
Yeah, this is going to be like Sonic and the Big Bad Wolf at this point. But anyway, Sonic is going to reissue the Sonic Adventure games. I think Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure DX or whatever as downloadable content to the PS3, the Hexbox, and the piece of crap.
What about the Wii? What about the Wii?
We think no, for some reason
we handle that as a download.
Yeah, for some reason they're like, you know what? We put these games out as GameCube games. Go to GameStop, play it on your Wii. But the thing is, I like the adventure games. I think
like
my only
the first one.
The first one's great. Second one,
Second one's kind of broken.
I like the second one. It's just those camera angles made it impossible to play, especially after you beat the two campaigns and then you had to play the third boss level campaign. When I was like, okay, now I cannot completely see what's going on whatsoever in the hardest part of the game. Great.
The first stage, the second stage of the first game, the one that takes place before or after the stupid elemental is excellent when Sonic's on the beach.
Yeah. The killer whale.
Killer whale. That will go down to one of the best gaming moments in history.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the more memorable things for Dreamcast for me, just seeing that, playing that.
That's the game. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember Sonic Adventure 2. I didn't buy it on Dreamcast, but I got it on my GameCube. And my roommate at the time would come into my room to play the first level over and over again just because he liked that little song. You know, where you're running around with Sonic on the street and that car, the truck comes barreling down at you. And the song's like, running away at the speed of sound. I got so tired of hearing that damn song.
I actually occasionally will listen to the Sonic Boom song from Sega CD.
Sonic CD is awesome.
Sonic CD was the best, yes.
I don't have the original game like Chris does, but I do have it on the GameCube. I did buy the Sonic collection for the GameCube to get that.
That should have been on that Sega Genesis collection that they just released, that Sonic Ultimate Hit.
I need to get that, the GameCube one or whatever, because you know which version of Sega's Sonic CD I have? Not the Sega CD, PC. But the PC version that Expert Software put out. Yeah.
The one you have to play at 640 by 480 at 256 colors. It's such
and a- yeah, Ooh. And I played it on a laptop at the time, so guess what it looked like?
Dirt. No, I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, is my computer won't even run at 640 by 480 at 256 colors. It will crap out.
It's like, you know, it was what, the late 90s there. I bought it at my crappy Office Max job for like $5 because I really wanted Sonic CD. And I'm like, okay, awesome. I can buy a game. And at the time, I had a laptop. At the time, it was pretty impressive laptop. But let's face it, it was still a 1990s laptop with those great screens they had.
Honestly, why don't they just release Sonic CD as a download? I would buy that.
Yeah, no kidding.
I would play the out of that.
How about a Sonic CD 2? You know, let's no more Sonic Heroes, no more Knuckles and Sonic and Tails team up to fight Rita Repulsa. None of that crap. Let's get like a Sonic CD 2 where like you run through a thing and you shoot through and now you're in like a future version of the same level you're
playing. There are Mega Man and like Street Fighter fanboys at Capcom who can make great games that harken back to those days. There have to be people like that at Sega who want to play like real Sonic games.
Surely.
And it's still in the air. Sonic 4 is going to be like a real Sonic game. I mean,
maybe
the DS ones are kind of there, and the Game Boy Advance ones are kind of there, but they still haven't gotten there, have they? Yeah.
Yeah, Chris has those, and he was telling me how much he liked them. I still need to play them.
I think maybe if we just limit the hardware that Sega's allowed to work on, we'll get a good game again.
Yeah.
Until it's like, you know, this is all the stuff you can do now. Wow. Think we can make something explode?
Sweet.
Yeah. Let's get Michael Jackson to make your soundtrack.
Yay, explosions.
Oh!
Don't. Well, he made the Sonic 3 soundtrack. I'd be irrelevant.
Wait, did he?
Yeah, Sega had Michael Jackson make the Sonic the Hedgehog 3 soundtrack, which he did, but then all the pedophilia stuff started popping up, and they totally sidestepped it.
But the music he did?
I don't think it's the one that's actually used, but he composed an entire soundtrack.
Oh,
so it's out there?
He did somewhere.
Yeah,
so pull the one that he did, at least.
Yeah,
he would have a hard time doing it now. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Or what it would take a while. He'll get back to it.
There's a Sonic game beta from the 90s that it was going to be Sonic 3 and didn't happen, where you play Sonic and Tails at the same time, and they're both holding rings, and there's like a stretchy bungee cord between them, and that became the dynamic of the game because you could like...
That's Knuckles Chaotix.
That's Chaotix, isn't it, on 32X?
Yeah.
I remember the played demo it as a beta.
Wow.
Yeah, that
there was a
like,
demo of that in a store. I got to play some of it.
Yeah, that's Knuckles Chaotix for 32X.
Okay, I must have missed it because I only thought it was the beta that I played forever. Like,
never,
this is
never,
great.
Never came out.
It didn't come out. I remember playing the demo, but I never saw the game.
Yeah, you could use that bungee thing as like a real gameplay device to like big jumps and all sorts of stuff. It was fun. And then
it seemed
kind of
cool.
Yeah, what do we get? We get the top-down 3D game. Great.
So, actually, it did come out. It was released. I never saw it. Actually, I may have it. Let me double check.
Oh, God. For those of us who are not, like, retro gamers.
I'm Googling to see if I can get an emulator version now.
I have about 7 32X games, but that's not one of them.
Oh, darn.
Did you just check all of them within, like, 20 seconds?
You just, like, thumb down them.
It's a very small...
There's only, like, 7 32X games total anyways.
Oh, what? It was released. You're right.
Huh.
I guess it's just... Well, it's a 32X game, so try finding it when it was actually in stores, so...
So,
yeah.
Awesome. So there you go. Well, that's our show as it is, New Sound Wave. So we should have big news coming up. E3 is coming up, but 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks.
Pretty soon.
So we should have tons and tons of news coming out related to that. So expect lots of video game and discussion probably over the next few weeks here, but we will also be covering all the other news that you enjoy. And now that we have Melissa, she's going to be bringing in all kinds of stuff. You're a big Supernatural fan, right?
So, yes, definitely. Supernatural is my big thing right now. So
thank goodness someone else has taste.
Yeah, you got to tell them how big of a fan you are. Come on.
Oh God. Okay. The guys in what was it, season three, got tattoos on their chest so they were not, you know, to prevent them from being possessed by demons. And I'm a self-professed pagan, and so the tattoo was a pentacle, and I'd wanted one anyway. And since I'm such a big fan of the show, I went out and got almost exactly the same thing in the same spot. So,
Wow.
I now have permanent body art dedicated in part to the show.
I like to watch the show. That's about it.
That's how big of a fan girl I am.
You're not going to run out and get a tattoo of it, though, Chris. None for you. So. Okay. That's like dedication. We'd say, but there are so many, like, because we're big Transformers fans, obviously, as well, and so many Transformers fans have.
I'm kind of waiting for you to get, you know, a little Transformers logo tattoo.
You know, it's not that I haven't thought about it, but I don't know. That's a big, Amanda's yelling no.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
So... I guess we know what the answer to that one is.
Aww.
Part of being married, kids, you don't own your body anymore.
And see, that's why I did it before I got married.
There you go. No, nobody to tell you you can't.
Exactly.
So again, thank you for joining us on New Soundwave. Of course, please, again, we do this show live every week. So if you like the show, please join us Wednesday nights. We usually start recording around 8-ish Central Time. You can go to tfradio.net/live. We have the Ustream up. We have the chat up there, so you can always talk to us there. I'm sure I'm getting an incoming message from my friend Dave, who doesn't talk in the chat room, but does talk to me on text. So hi, see, Dave. You can even text me if you want on the show. Anyway.
Actual correction to what I said earlier. Michael Jackson did write the Sonic 3 soundtrack. He's not credited because of the whole... hubbub.
So it is his stuff, just not.
They took the credit off.
Really?
Really?
Well, that's kind of sad.
Go back and listen to that.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's good stuff. We want that. See, that's right.
I knew it was out there.
Last.
I knew it was out there, but the whole rumor versus used or not used was what I was debating. Like, I couldn't remember what was the actual truth there.
Right.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's kind of wacky. So anyway, go to the website, tfradio.net. Check out all our shows. Check us out every week. Again, thank you guys and Melissa for joining us. Melissa, you going to be back next week?
Oh, sure. I suppose I will.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. And we'll see you all next time.
This has been New Soundwave with your hosts, J.D. Church, Ender, John DeLuna, Rob Springer, Chris Triplett, and Brian Kilbabe. New Soundwave is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010 Radio Free Cybertron.